Amen, amen. Thank you, brother. Everybody excited to be here today? Everybody watching online excited to be here with us? We're excited to have you, right? Again, it is Father's Day. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I could have a better father than Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't think we could have a better example of a father than God Himself. Amen. I don't think we could have a better placement inside of our hearts as a father or of a father than the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad, guess what? God is all three. Amen. He is Himself, He is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit shining down His light on each one of us. Amen. So your title today is this. Might surprise some people at home watching. Might surprise you. The title is this. The love of a father. Well, go figure. It is Father's Day, right? We got the gifts of the triune God and the Father heart. And the Father's heart. That's some good stuff, ain't it? Your first scripture today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Romans 5, 1 through 5, NIV version says this way. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, does it? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through that Holy Spirit who has been given to each one of us. Amen? Y'all excited today? Let's go ahead and pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you to get me out of the way today, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. And Lord, as always, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing and the message that you have for us, Lord. Lord, may we get a little bit closer to you today, Lord. May we glean a little bit more out of your word, Lord. Lord, may we leave knowing more than we came in, Lord. And may we continue to be that beacon of light, Lord. I ask you to be with us for the rest of the service. Your name I pray. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Today, y'all, here's a good thing. Guess what? It's Father's Day, right? But guess what? What other day is it? Anybody know? It's Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday, when the church reflects on the mystery of God as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's also Father's Day, ain't it? When we honor the role of our earthly fathers and our spiritual fathers in our lives. The two themes beautifully come together in Romans 5, 1 through 5. A passage where the Apostle Paul speaks of God's great work in our lives through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It shows how the triune God meets us in our deepest needs, giving us peace, giving us hope, and giving us love. On this day, we're reminded that the work of the Trinity is not a dry doctrine, is it? But it is truly a living truth that transforms how each one of us lives, how we suffer, and how we relate to God as our Father. We can see peace with God through the Son. In verse 1, remember, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We begin with the work of the Son, Jesus Christ. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we are made right with God, aren't we? We're justified, right? And because of this, Paul says, we now have peace with God for ourselves. That's not the absence of conflict in our lives, is it? But it is a deep fatherly peace of knowing that our God is not just against us, right? But for us. Amen. In Christ, the distance caused by sin has been closed. We're no longer spiritual orphans, are we? We are brought into the family of God. On this Father's Day, remember that God is the perfect Father who brings peace to His children. Not by ignoring our sins, right? But by sending us His Son to remove it from us. To remove our sins, right? Earthly fathers are called to reflect this time. To bring peace. To bring stability. And to bring grace to their homes. Just as Christ has done for each one of us. We also see the access to grace and hope in the Father. Verse 2 again says, through Him, we have also obtained access to faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Here, the focus shifts to the Father's grace and glory. Through Jesus Himself, we've gained access to the Father's throne of grace, haven't we? We stand accepted, welcome, and embraced as beloved children of God. Amen. And this access gives us hope, don't it? Not a flimsy wish, right? But a solid confidence in the future and glory that God promises each one of us. The Father's purpose is to share His glory with His children. His eternal plan is what we become, is that we become like His Son. On Father's Day, we celebrate earthly fathers to give children access. Not just to the food and shelter, right? But to encouragement, purpose, and hope for the future. But our Heavenly Father gives us that same ultimate access, don't He? To His presence, His kingdom, and His eternal joy. We also see the endurance and the love through that Holy Spirit. Verses 3 through 5 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through that Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Amen. Paul now introduces the work of the Holy Spirit. That's a good work, man. That's a wonderful work that he's introducing us to, right? And it is the Spirit that pours the love of God into each one of our hearts. This love is not cold theology, is it? But it is truly a living, felt reality in each one of our hearts. Even in suffering, though, guess what? The Spirit helps us endure. Amen? Suffering promotes endurance. Endurance shapes character, and character deepens our hopes. This is why we can rejoice. Not because suffering is good, right? But because God is at work in it all. As the Spirit assures us of the Father's love, we grow in strength and confidence. On this Father's Day, this reminds us of our calling, of fathers to be steady, to be enduring, and to be loving. Especially in trials, right? Good fathers do not shield their children from all hardship, but they walk with them through it all, don't they? Just as the Holy Spirit walks with each one of us. We also see that the Trinity has a Father's heart with it. We see the whole work. The whole Trinity at work. I get it where that is. This. The Son brings us peace and justification. The Father gives us access to hope and glory. And the Spirit pours out love and shapes us through our sufferings. And this triune work flows from the Father's heart. The God who gave us His Son and His Spirit because He loves us as His children. For earthly fathers and our spiritual leaders today, is a call to reflect that heart, to be a source of peace, to be a source of grace and of steadfast love in our lives of others. On this Trinity Sunday, we marvel at the mystery of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, working in perfect unity to save us and transform us. On this Father's Day, we give thanks for the fathers and mentors who reflect even a glimpse of that love and that strength for us. As we rejoice through Christ today, we are children of the perfect Father, aren't we? Standing in grace, filled with hope, and overflowing with a love by the Holy Spirit. Because we can truly see the voice of the Trinity in the heart of that Father. Second scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 12 through 15. John 16, 12 through 15, NIV version says this. I have much more to say to you, more than you care to hear, more than you can bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. And He will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify Me, because it is from Me that He will receive what He will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from Me what He will make known to you. Are y'all ready for the Holy Spirit today? Amen. So grace, mercy, and peace upon each one of us from the God, the Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, and from the Holy Spirit that dwells within each one of us. Again, on this Trinity Sunday and Father's Day, we're invited to ponder the mystery that stands at the center of it all. God is one, in essence. But three in persons, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One in essence, three in person. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. This is no human invention, is it? This is how God has made Himself known from eternity past, in creation, in redemption, and in the life of the church. And because today's Father's Day, we also reflect on what it means that the first person of the Trinity is named Father, and how we as earthly fathers are called to reflect His divine care. The Trinity, the God, one God, three persons, working in perfect unity. Jesus says this, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." How many of y'all know God still has things to say to us, but so we can't bear them now sometimes? Sometimes they're too heavy for us, right? God reveals Himself progressively and graciously, never more than His people can bear. From the Old Testament, the fullness of God being, or God's being, is hinted at, but not yet disclosed. Genesis 1:26, "Let us make man in our image." Isaiah 6:3, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Jesus of hosts." Threefold holiness, hints at the Trinity. And Exodus 3:2-6, "The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament often speaks as God Himself." Amen. But in Christ, the veil pulled back, guys. The Son reveals the Father. In John 1:18, "No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made known Him," or made Him known. Now Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit of truth, who will complete that revelation. And notice the Trinitarian unity. The Father possesses all things. The Son receives and reveals all that is the Father's. And the Spirit itself declares what belongs to Christ. That is pretty consistent with the divine economy seen throughout Scripture. You see creation. God speaks a word. The Spirit hovers over the waters. The incarnation. The Father sends His Son. The Spirit receives or conceives Christ and Mary. We see redemption, don't we? The Father sends His Son to the cross. The Spirit raises him from the dead. And we also see the mission, don't we? The Father sends the Spirit, and the Son sends the Spirit out. Thus, the Trinity is not an abstract doctrine, is it? But it is truly a living reality of God's work in the world today. Or still today, right? We also see that loving authority, don't we? Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine. That's a profound truth, ain't it? That flows from the eternal relationship of the Father and the Son. Called in theology, the eternal generation of the Son. The Son is begotten, right? He wasn't made, right? Jesus was begotten. Fully God from all eternity. Sharing in all the Father's divine being. In Psalm 2:7, the Lord says to the Messiah, you are my Son. Today I have begotten you. In Hebrews 1:3, Christ is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. In Colossians 1:19, in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. These relationships show us the Father's perfect generosity for each one of us. He withholds nothing from the Son, does He? Just as the earthly fathers, we are to reflect that generous, self-giving love, not selfish authority, right? For earthly fathers, on this day today, this is our pattern. To nurture, not dominate. To love sacrificially, as Christ loved the church. To speak truth and blessing, as the Father speaks to the Son. Even for those who like good fathers, this divine Father is truly the one who gives the Spirit a sonship, inviting all believers into His household. Amen? We also see that Spirit's ministry, don't we? Jesus promised, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. The Holy Spirit doesn't teach us a new message, does it? But He takes what is Christ and declares it to the church. This guards us from error, don't it? The Spirit never contradicts Scripture. The Spirit never glorifies Himself, but always glorifies Christ. And the Spirit reveals Christ as the way to the Father. And Christ, again, right, the only way to the Father. Amen? In the Old Testament, the Spirit anointed prophets, kings, and priests to declare God's Word. In the New Testament, I get that out, the Spirit anoints Christ Himself and fills the church with that Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Amen. This means that the Spirit enables believers to, one, understand Scripture, two, pray for children of God, or pray as children of God, three, walk in the holiness and the power. The Spirit's ministry guarantees that the truth revealed in Christ remains alive in the church across every single age of eternity. Because we truly do see it in the gospel, don't we? The triune God is truly the God of that gospel. The Father plans salvation, the Son accomplishes redemption, and the Spirit applies it to the believers. That's why Paul blesses the Corinthians with these words in 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That Trinity, again, is not a distant mystery, is it? It's not a distant ministry or mystery. But it is a beating heart of our salvation, isn't it? On Trinity Sunday, we confess with faith of the universal church that one God in three persons eternally. United in love, we're working for redemption, aren't we? On Father's Day, we remember that every earthly father is called to reflect that love. Be generous like a father. Be sacrificial like a son. And be empowered by the Spirit. And for the fatherless, God offers His perfect fatherhood to you. Psalm 68:5 says, Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in His holy habitation. Again, this is not a dry doctrine, is it? But it is true. It is the power of life itself. You're loved eternally by the Father. You're saved perfectly by the Son. And you're led daily by the Spirit. Fathers, let your life be shaped today by that divine pattern. Speak truth. Give love. Share wisdom. Just as the Father has shared all with the Son, and the Son with the Spirit. Children of God, rejoice. Verse 15 again. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that He, the Spirit, will take what is mine and declare it to you. Through that Spirit, you are welcome into eternal joy of the Trinity. Again, we're honoring Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. One honors the glorious mystery of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The other reminds us that the gift of the earthly fathers and the loving, guiding hands of our heavenly fathers. John 16 passage truly is a profound passage, isn't it? Where Jesus unfolds the inner life and the work of the Trinity. He shows us how the triune God lovingly guides His people. A perfect truth to consider both on Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. Amen. In eternity past, the Father planned redemption out of His infinite love. His purpose was always to bring many sons and daughters into the glory through the Son. Just as a good earthly father desires to bless, instruct, and guide his children for their future good, God, the Father, promises, purposes, our spiritual good by revealing Himself through His Son. The Father itself is a fountainhead of divine life and mission. The Son and the Spirit both glorify and reveal the Father's heart. Every gift, and truth originates with that Father's will. Jesus, the eternal Son, the Word made flesh, right? His mission is to reveal the Father and to accomplish that salvation. But His revelation was not yet complete. He will send a Spirit to continue that work. The Son Himself reveals the fullness of God, not only in the Word, but also in deed, right? By His cross, His resurrection, His ascension, this work prepares us for the ongoing ministry of the Spirit. As Christ revealed the perfect Father, earthly fathers are called to model God's truth and grace to our children. Not perfectly, right? But as reflections of that perfect Father. The Son truly glorifies the Father and reveals His purpose. He also lays up the foundation for the Spirit's work in through our church. The Holy Spirit, sent by the Heavenly Father and the Son, does not speak on His own, right? But He glorifies Christ and leads believers into the truth of that gospel. His role is to make the redemptive work of Jesus real and personal in the hearts of God's people. Just as a father guides and teaches his family toward truth and wisdom, the Spirit of God guides us gently but surely into a deeper understanding, a deeper conviction, and a life transformation. The Spirit brings the Word into life in each one of us. He leads us into holiness, comforts us in suffering, and he assures us that we are truly God's beloved children. But the Trinity itself is not a puzzle to solve, is it? But it is truly a relationship for us to experience. The Father, Son, and Spirit live as eternal love and joy, working in perfect unity to redeem and transform each one of us. You have a loving Father. Loving unity of the Trinity challenges each one of us to model self-giving love, humility, and unity in each one of our homes. I challenge each one of the fathers to do that today. If you're not, may you get back to God's way and not our way of running your home, right? As the Trinity works in perfect unity, so the church, God's family, is called to live in love, to live in truth, and to live in mutual service. On this Trinity Sunday and the Father's Day, let us give thanks for the God who is truly the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, perfect in unity, overflowing in love, and active in each one of our lives. The Father planned and purposed our salvation. The Son revealed and accomplished our redemption. And the Spirit guides and teaches and empowers each one of us today. May every father among us seek to reflect the wisdom, the grace, and the love of our Heavenly Father. And may all of us live as beloved children of that triune God. As they come for the final song, let's pray. The grace of God, or the grace of the Lord Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us. May the grace of the Holy Spirit, the love of the God, the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us forever and ever. Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting me out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your blessing and your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the awesome love that you have for each one of your children, Lord. Lord, that we've accepted that. Lord, that we're willing to be on mission for you, Lord. Lord, that we're willing to accept the fact that you truly are a triune God, Lord. Lord, looking out for each one of us, Lord, now and in the present, Lord. Lord, even through the suffering, Lord, we know that you're still there, Lord. Lord, that you still love us no matter what we might do, Lord. Lord, we thank you and ask you to put somebody in front of us today, Lord, or this week, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, love, and your Lord, and your love, Lord. Lord, most importantly, that we can tell about the awesome opportunity that you have for each one of us in heaven, Lord. Lord, as long as we're just willing to leave that worldly relationship with the devil behind us, Lord. Lord, knowing truly that you are the wonderful Father that your word tells each one of us you are, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your triune, Lord. Lord, we ask that each one of us have gotten a little bit closer to you today, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Ask you to be with us the next service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.